So let's live rent free.
That's right. Every single Wednesday at this time, rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. If you want to share what's been running around your brain, we want to hear it. The more random, the better. rentfree1310@gmail.com. Before we get to the P1s, we have to start with one of our very own. Dave Lane, during a break a couple of days ago before Why Today Doesn't Suck, he says, hey, I have a rent-free. And I don't think Davey quite knew the context of this, and I don't think we're going to get to know what the context is in this segment today. I'm curious if any ticket historians will know, but it's a drop of Dale Hansen that used to be in our old Inco back at the old station. I would play it every now and again because it is jarring.
Very.
And the only thing I could find deep within the ticket archives is a moment where the hardline discussed it for about 20 seconds. This was probably 20 to 25 years ago.
So here's, we'll explain what this drop of
Baby Corby,
what he was talking about, but here's the drop out of context.
The bitch whore who I'm going to rape and kill.
Oh, no.
So I think Dale was talking about rap music.
Oh, boy.
So from what I understand, again, I don't have full context of this, but I think Dale was railing against rap of the day.
Right.
And that's what he thought that most of the lyrics were getting to.
My God.
I know.
Do we have that drop still?
I couldn't find it in the OPEX at all today. I looked for it, so I had to go in the
It might not have made the move
the archives.
In 2012.
Probably didn't. I don't know if it got blown out, but I was
the
just...
The bitch whore who I'm going to rape and kill.
I don't remember a single rap song where those lyrics are in it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
That's according to Dale, his rap universe is every single song sounds like that.
And how are you a bitch whore? And honestly,
that needs to be sampled
again
in a rap song. We need Kendrick to sample that.
And I mean, no offense to Dale Hansen or anybody of his age or era, but I do think there's an old white man fear of what rap music was in the 90s and early aughts. And there's probably a granddad-like perception of that's what it was.
I mean, there's people our age that don't like rap music because they don't think... They think that's what it sounds like. Yeah, but not, yeah, to
like a guy we work with.
Yeah.
From 9 to 1.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. So
he knows Jay-Z and that's about it.
But yeah, that's a shocking drop that we
gosh
have re-earthed or unearthed.
Yeah, and you need to work that into the rotation.
Boy.
Ham.
Well, it's quite the curveball from old Dale.
He said that on the news, too.
The bitch whore who I'm going to rape and kill.
No, that was
that wasn't on Channel 8?
That was during his ticket show.
Oh, man, I was hoping that was like a Dale Unplugged on rap music.
This was back
when...
That'd
be pretty great.
Back when Dale...
It's Ellen Audio.
Yeah, that's how he got on Ellen.
He would take an hour Monday and Friday away from old bad radio back in the day.
So rap music is not part of Dale's world.
I mean, it's part of
mine. It is part of mine.
All right, let's go to the P1s. And this is what we mean, the more random, the better.
Great.
I think this is the spirit of this dumb segment. This is from Timothy. He says, sweet spot tease. The 2023 season rekindled my love for baseball and the Texas Rangers. And Dave Raymond is one of the biggest reasons I tune in. He's awesome on the broadcast and on the ticket, and he's a genuine P1. Absolutely.
I agree.
So while I'm a big fan, it's absolutely rent-free in my head that his name fits perfectly with the name Matt Damon, the line from Team America World Police. I don't remember who first said Dave Raymond's name like that on the ticket. It could have been Mino. Anyway, every time I heard Dave's, I hear that, and I see Matt Damon's dumb puppet face, and I think of the extended ridiculous sex scene, and by the time I'm done, the teaser segment is wrapping up. The samurai era of Japan was from 1185 to 1868, so it's the best surgery I've had, P1 Tim. And this, of course,
doesn't need the readers anymore.
From Team America is Puppet Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. This is how he would say his name.
Matt Damon.
And it does perfectly fit with Dave Raymond.
I think the first year he was on the ticket on bad radio, I think we experimented with a Dave Raymond open.
Okay.
With either that drop, and we might have had a Dave Raymond drop to the tune of Matt Damon.
Huh.
I don't know if it's still in there anymore, if I'm remembering it correctly. It was a while back, but yet it really does sound like Matt Damon.
And we're friends with Dave.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's a huge P1, and I've joked with him about this, and we've talked about this on the air, because when Dave got to town, when I would hear the name Raymond, the first thing I would think of is the classic Conan O'Brien offshoot character, Preparation H. Raymond,
mm-hmm.
who would come in with a song and give everybody Preparation H. And this is just a little snippet of something that happened back in the 90s that has been living rent-free in my brain.
All right, before we continue, I just found out in the commercial break that a friend of the show wants to stop by and say hello. Let me explain. He's a kind gentleman who simply travels the world handing out Preparation H to anyone who needs it. Please welcome Preparation H. Raymond.
If your bottom's red and tender, Raymond's here. Use this cream on your rear ender, Raymond's here to help. Fighting hemorrhoids is your goal, Raymond's here. Squirt this cream in your naughty hole. Raymond's here to help.
Oh. And all it is...
I think the Musers have a new open for Dave Raymond.
And all it is just one of the writers on the show who did this character. He did multiple random characters. And he just has a basket of boxes of Preparation H, and he's got these giant fake ears and buck teeth, and he's introducing himself via song.
I miss that show so much.
I love the insanity of
Late Night
Conan.
I miss Conan. Just... weird random crap.
That was the masturbating bear.
I know.
It wasn't just how funny it was. It was also, he would also get the best musical guests.
That's
like
true.
Like Slipknot and Deftones and stuff like that. It was awesome.
Stuff from your wheelhouse.
And yes, more.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Timothy. That,
it's greatness.
That's what we're talking
Raymond's
about.
Raymond's here.
This is from Jim in Greenville. He says, all the talk today of Ricochet, this is after the Mavs made the trade, he goes, has me thinking of the scene from Rush Hour where the Sweet Spot's own Chris Tucker is trying to tell the stewardess thank you, and these are some of the outtakes, and I wonder why he submitted this. But
okay.
Let's take a listen.
May I offer you some peanuts?
Shishin. Nishishi. Shishin.
See how difficult is that? My English, he even cannot see three words. Chinese.
Need some lunch.
You need some lunch?
I got it before Jack.
You see now you know how difficult I am.
Look at this.
It does sound like Ricochet.
A little bit.
And to follow up from him, so I saw Rush Hour was on cable this weekend. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to watch some of it.
Classic.
And now whenever I see Chris Tucker, I think of the Rangers winning the World Series. Because he was on with us the day of Game 5.
He was.
Randomly. And he talked about how he liked the Rangers because he had a Rangers hat because it had a T on it like Tucker.
What? Did he have a hat, or did he see the reunion tower with the T on it? And that's
that might have been it.
That's what made
he's
him
like,
think
oh,
about
T,
it.
He's like, oh, T, Tucker. Flying, I like Texas.
Flying into DFW. All right, this is from Abram. P1 Abram says, since about 1:15 p.m. yesterday, Jerry possibly saying sharded has lived rent-free in my head. Maybe I misheard him, but him saying that word has been cracking me up. If you guys can play back the audio, it was around 1:15 p.m. Thank you for what you do to your bodies. Abe, and I don't think any of us heard this in real time, but I don't put it past him, so I went back and listened, and let's see what you think.
Let's take it in, and let's get it all, take it to the shop and repair it up. What started out that way, especially on defense, we ended up turning it into something completely different than it was when we started.
What sharded out that way?
Sharded.
I mean, the defense did shart last year.
I mean, they made a mess of it, didn't they?
That's such a great word.
Sharted.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is a genius
did
for
he
creating.
Admit that?
He did. Okay. In Along Came Polly.
Yeah. Great character.
He tried to fart, a little came out. We have to leave now.
All right. One more. Let's get to sweet P1 Mel. Melly says, hello to all of your hot buns. and very restricted kneecap since neither of you will free the knee. Mel's been on
social
media. She
likes the short shorts.
Yeah, she likes seeing dude's thighs, so whatever. Anyway, I have an issue living rent-free in my cranium. I used to be a big fan of the fast casual build-your-own-bowl lunch fare. Add your own proteins and toppings. Really go wild, you know? And then I saw on TikTok earlier this year referencing them as slop bowls. And now I can't get the idea out of my head, and I haven't eaten one since. And when you really think about it, that's all it really is. Choose your own adventure at the slop bowl house, little piggy. I'm not sure I can ever return, LOL. Anyway, happy eating, your friend, NT Melly.
It can look like slop if you... So I don't like to mix it all up when you get the bowl. Because then it just, it's all gooey and...
True, but at the same time...
I feel like you can, especially if you get, you know, your layers to it, where you get rice at the bottom, you get your protein, you get some beans, some lettuce, if you're not worried about diarrhea. Right. You can just kind of go layer at a time.
I'm living on beans.
So you're saying you would just eat, like, eat all the veggies and all the corn, like, at once at a time instead of mixing it all together?
Oh, yeah, I don't mix it all together.
So you don't take, like, one cross-section of every delicious good part of it and...
I mean, I might go, like with the rice, I might go protein, rice, beans, but I'm not mixing it all up to churn it all together because it looks gross.
I'm the exact opposite. I like to, because they'll put the foil top on and I'll shake it up.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And then I'll mix it up because I need all of my stuff mushed together.
I like how it looks when it's presented with the layers and everything. I want it to look nice. Now with a salad, I'll do that. Like if I get a fast food salad or anything, like I mix it the way I want and then shake it up and then you're fine, but it doesn't look as gross as... Melly's kind of right. It does look like a slop bowl rather than just a burrito protein bowl.
So have you been missing salad?
I haven't been. I'm dealing with it.
Really?
Still going, yeah.
You're playing roulette?
Yeah.
Man.
It hasn't hit me yet. I'll let you know.
I realized I ate lettuce yesterday, and as soon as it was done, I went, oh, no.
Did it affect you?
I mean, I think it takes a little while for it to hit you.
I mean, you're about to be on a 3.5-hour flight. I wouldn't take any risks whatsoever. We don't need to have you be on the news with Justin on Thursday for mid-air.
How many mid-air cases chaos have been in Texas so far?
Enough to make me not want to eat prepackaged salad. I think leaf lettuce here a little better because they wash that more thoroughly, but I'm not...
I mean, if I'm getting it...
I'm not rolling those
dice. I'll be okay. But what if you have...
Until you're not.
What if you have the bad bathroom? Like, I don't know if any of you guys have dealt with the bad in the past couple weeks, but is it like, okay, is this it? Did I eat something with... The bad stuff in it?
I think you would absolutely
You would know.
Yeah,
because the people they interview are going like 25 times a day.
Man. Yeah, you're just living on the pot.
No, I'm still mixing in the greens.
That's different.
Still doing it.
Living on the pot's different.
You're right. As always, you're correct.
And living on beans.
It's true. All right, it's 233. There's Rent Free. RentFree1310@gmail.com. Add your submissions. We will get to them eventually.